You'll soon get to the repulsing slaughter in Hinsu, Bob. Don't worry, it's coming.
Yeah. In what? The slaughter where?
The repulsing slaughter in Hinsu.
In the Book of the Dead.
Oh, okay, great. All right.
Here we are.
Thank you.
We made it up to page 54. I have no idea how we did that, but we did. And you have to unmute if you're going to talk, Bob.
Oh, how many pages is it?
What?
The book.
One at a time. Just one page at a time until 69.
Page 69, okay. So
no,
that's
the end of it. How many pages is one page at a time until you get to 69 pages, and that's the end?
Right. So 15 more pages, Bob. And we do about a page a night. Right, Ion?
Depends.
Yeah.
Depends.
Okay, the chapter heading, Bob, so you can find it, is the chapter of the deification of the members. And members means your limbs. Your arms and legs. Right, Ion?
Do.
The hair of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is the hair of Nu. The face of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is the face of Ra. The eyes of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, are the eyes of Hathor. The ears of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, are the ears of Uatu. The lips of the Osiris Ion, and it'll go on and on like this, but Ion makes me say them, say all the words.
Yeah.
The lips of the Osiris Ion, whose word is truth, are the lips of Anpu. The teeth of the Osiris Ion, whose word is truth, are the teeth of Serket. The cheeks of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, are the cheeks of Isis. The arms of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, are the arms of Banebtetu. The neck of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is the neck of Uatchit. The throat of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is the throat of Mert. The breast of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is the breast of the Lady of Saz. We, Ion, have not heard of the Lady of Sais before. Can you tell us about
her? That's new.
Please?
You're getting deeper into the condition of the dead.
Hmm.
They're deeper. If you notice, you've been working your way down, like in levels or degrees of the basement. You're getting pretty deep now, so you're going to bump into some new spawning characters.
Very good. Continuing, the backbone of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is the backbone of Set. The trunk of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is the trunk of the lords of Kur'aha. The flesh of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is the flesh of Ashurfit. The belly of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is the belly of Sekhmet. The buttocks The buttocks of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, are the buttocks of the Eye of Horus. So the Eye of Horus has two mentions here.
Yeah. So the Eye of the Horus is an asshole, and what's the other thing that's Horus is?
The other one is buttocks and, it was just above. Horse. I'm just seeing buttocks again, so was I mistaken? I thought
one's the ass and one's ass. One's the ass and other's the asshole.
Oh, the eyes and the buttocks. The eyes of Hathor.
Yeah.
Got it. So, thank you. The phallus of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is the phallus of Osiris. Now, didn't Osiris lose his phallus in the story?
Yes, they cut his dick off. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's the only, okay, so what that makes me think that the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the phallus of Osiris is the only thing that survives this whole paragraph that is common knowledge. So is
this is the degree you're starting to pick up are meld, just like in Pinnacle, you're starting to meld the reanimation clause. Reanimation.
Okay.
How you put it back together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you...
people.
Right, you have to have sort of the generative organs to be able to do that. So the phallus is an important part of the reanimation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. Phallus is important. And continuing, the thighs of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, are the thighs of Nut. The feet of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, are the feet of Ta. The fingers of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, are the fingers of Sa. The toes of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, are the toes of the living Uri. Now, I was wrong. Above, I said the members are the limbs. Well, the members are all parts of the body.
Yeah.
Correct that? Yeah, all parts.
So the limbs are all parts of the body, so that's all right.
Mm-hmm. And then there's an appendix from a particular pyramid of Pepi, which is Pepi 2, Pepi 1 and 2. So are those names of two pyramids, Pepi 1 and Pepi 2?
No. Pepi was a pharaoh, and these are scenes on 556 are scenes from that sightedness in those tombs.
Got it.
Hieroglyphs.
Right. Okay, cool. So there's this is a translation of the hieroglyphs in the pyramid of Pepi's pyramid, correct?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay. The head of, continuing, the head of this Meri-Ra is the head of Horus. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. Okay, so Horus is the main character here then, right?
Yeah, right, right. Well, Horus is supposed to be the god of the dead, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so he's got to be here. Good thing he's here, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing, the skull
of the dead, for the dead people, he's the ombudsman for the dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. The skull of this Pepi is the Decan star of the god. So there you have it. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. The brow of this Meri-Ra is the brow of... Now, there's a blank in my script. The brow of this Meri-Ra...
Because the picture stops, and they have to drop down. You don't get any more of that.
Okay. Continuing then.
They don't build pyramid writings like they used to, Carolyn.
Got it. The brow of this Meri-Ra is a brow of blank, continuing, and new. He cometh forth therefore and ascendeth into heaven. Oh, here we go again. Another cycle. The face of this Pepi is the face of Up-Uatu. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. The eyes of this Meri-Ra. So who's Meri-Ra again, Ion?
We haven't described it yet. It's the second animation of the Shemazad.
The second animation of?
Shemazad.
I missed that again. Are you saying something about Sherry?
Just say vasodilator, and you'll get that.
Vasodilator. I had no idea.
Man,
Bob, I think you have to
just
turn
put it in there.
Take over. The second animation.
No, you're doing good. It's okay. The second animation of another name that you're going to get layers. You're deeper in the layers. People that are deeper, you haven't heard before. And there's others that are coming like this. That's
Got
all.
It. Got it. Continuing. This Mary Ra. Oh, shoot. The eyes of this Mary Ra are the eyes of the great lady, the first of the souls of Anu. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. The nose of this Pepi is the nose of thought. Oh, cool. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. The mouth of this Mary Ra is the mouth of Kensi Ur. He comes forth, therefore, and ascendeth, therefore, and ascendeth, therefore, into heaven. I think there's a typo. The tongue of this Pepi is the tongue of Ma'a, truth, in the Mat boat. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. The teeth of this Pepi and the teeth of the souls of Anu, he cometh forth and ascendeth into heaven. The lips of this Mary Ra are the lips of blank. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. The chin of this Pepi is the chin of Nes Ken Shechem, the throne of the first lady of Shechem. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. The thes bone, T-H-E-S, bone of this Pepi, is the thes bone of the bull Sma. He cometh forth and ascendeth into heaven.
The thes bone. Thus is the type of bone.
Okay, thank you.
Part of the tagus of the clavicle.
All right. Now, the next word is the shoulders, but do they mean shoulders? Yes, it's the type of... The shoulders of this Pepi are the shoulders of Set. He cometh forth and ascendeth into heaven. The blank of this Pepi, blank, he cometh forth therefore and ascendeth into heaven. And these are names we'll hear later, so we aren't worrying.
Oh, Karen, you have to type in at the bottom, you have to type in that you allow slang words in, and it won't be dots. It'll fit in the name, but they don't let the bad words come through. You have to set your browser settings so it allows the bad words to come through.
No bad words. Okay. Yeah. I might just skip over a few pages for that.
We'll pay for that one, huh?
Yep. The blank of this Pepi blank of Babu, he cometh forth therefore and ascendeth into heaven. What, Bob? Babu, yeah. Babu.
Yeah, Babu. Anywhere there's little dots, say Bob. So the Bob of this Pepi, Bob, he cometh forth, and the Bob of this Pepi of Bob of Babu. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The breast of this Mary Ra is the breast of Bast. He cometh forth and therefore and ascendeth into heaven. The belly of this Mary Ra is the belly of Nut. He cometh forth therefore and ascendeth into heaven. The Bob of this Pepi Bob, he cometh forth therefore and ascendeth into heaven. The Bob of this Pepi Bob of the two companies of the gods, he cometh forth. Oh my gosh, I went too far.
No, you didn't. It's good. He cometh forth, therefore.
Therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. The two thighs of this Pepi are the two thighs of Heket. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. The buttocks of this Mary Ra are like the Semketet boat and the Mantashet boat. Now we've changed our direction here. We've got, anyway, they're boats. So we're getting into the boat situation again.
Look, it becomes a ratio perspective. First you had dead bodies. Then you had these people looking after the dead bodies. Then you had the dead bodies that were all to pieces. Then you had the layers of the dead bodies at the higher levels that gave their gunk for this gunk. because this one was set up to that, that one was set up to this. Now their parts are made up into these parts. So they're taking parts from the higher deities and attaching them to the other people. So they're reanimating the dead. Now they got to move the dead, however reanimated, the different version of it, into the Sipkit boat. Remember the river Styx? But then you got the Nantuxet boat, which is new. They haven't talked about that. So therefore, you're trying, now they're going to ascend it into heaven. That's the difference.
Cool. Phew.
Did I hear the word animation 7 minutes ago?
You did.
I don't see where it is. It's only said once if it is.
But it's reanimation.
You know where that was, Carol?
When she was talking about the body parts and their parts of who they were. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And then new people started showing up.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The Lady Chablis. The Lady Chablis.
Can we move on, Bob?
Yeah, it's just that Eric McLuhan wrote a small book on how the Egyptian hieroglyphs were actually animated, like cartoons. So that they, you know, showed you profiles. It was in motion. So I just heard the word animation. I thought of that. But they're talking about animating the spirits or the dead or something here.
Yeah, well, the word... Yeah, the word reanimation is something that Ion said about the around horse's Sarge's penis.
Yeah.
Ion said this is the degree of melding, the reanimation clause. So that's where you heard it. It wasn't in the text.
Okay.
Happy to help, Bob.
Like melding, pinnacle.
Okay, so we've got new boats and all. Very awesome. Continuing. He cometh forth therefore and descendeth into heaven. The phallus of this Pepi is the phallus of the Hep bull. He cometh forth therefore and descendeth into heaven. So we're trying to reanimate this pharaoh, aren't we, Ion?
We are.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want to waste it on a, you wouldn't want to waste it on reanimation on a crackhead.
Well, I don't know. If you're a Democrat, you might. Continue.
No, they'll just leave. They can still, they won't, they wouldn't want to do that. The dead still vote if they're Democrat. The dead vote all the day long. Vote early, vote often.
Continuing. The legs of this Meri-Ra are the legs of Net, Neith, and Serket. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. The knees of this Meri-Ra are the knees of the twin souls who are at the head of the Sekhet Shur. He cometh forth and ascendeth into heaven. The souls of this Meri-Ra are like the Ma'at-i-Bos. He cometh forth and ascendeth into heaven. The toes of this Pepi are the toes of the souls of Anu. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. Now this Pepi is a god, small g, the son of a god, small g. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven.
What's that? Oh, so we, did we know what Pepi was till the next sentence?
Pepi's a pharaoh.
Oh, okay.
And he was in the pyramid, and they got his hieroglyphs and are writing this about him. This Pepi is the son of Ra who loveth him. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. Ra have sent forth Meri-Ra. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. Ra hath begotten this Pepi. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. Ra hath given birth to Pepi. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. This spell, therefore, is in the body of Meri-Ra. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. This Meri-Ra
that was
is
significant. That was significant.
This spell, okay, so it's the spell.
An incantation.
Okay, okay. So the spell is important, sorry. It's very funny. I had a little click of my cell phone, so whatever message came in, so I was distracted from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Isn't that funny?
Okay.
Thank you.
Why is it funny?
Just how distracting the tech body and the black mirror are.
Yeah.
You know? Click, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So, yes, this spell, therefore, is in the body of Mary-Ra. He cometh forth, therefore, and descendeth into heaven. So all those parts and everything are wound together by the spell or incantation is what Ion is saying.
That we're coming to.
Okay. This Mary-Ra is the power, the great power. Now, G and P's are all capitalized among the great council of chiefs, all capitalized in Anu. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. He worketh the boat. Pepi cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. Pepi is Horus, the nursling, the child. Like Ion said, Bob, the gods are infusing themselves into the dead that we want to reanimate. Very obvious.
And how that reanimation applies.
Yeah. Mary-Ra cometh forth therefore and ascendeth into heaven. Pepi hath not had union with Nut. She hath not given her hands to him. Okay, so that's interesting. So it's implying that this is not a sexual reanimation or birth, correct, Ion?
All right.
No, you don't think it's a wonderful statement I just made?
It's not the best statement you've ever made, but it's a good statement.
Okie doke.
It's a good halfway there.
Yeah.
It's a good reach.
Yeah. Because he hath not had union with her, with Nut. She hath not given her hands to him. So there's no...
Right.
No animation going on there. Continuing.
Right.
He cometh forth therefore and ascendeth into heaven. Keb hath not removed the obstacles in his path. So there's another layer of stuff we've got to go through, obviously. Correct?
Lots of elevators, not many doors.
Yeah. Lots of layers. He cometh forth therefore and ascendeth into heaven. No god hath smitten the steps of this Mary-Ra. Smitten the steps. Can you elucidate those words, Ion?
Well, gauged or guided the process.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was all a guided process.
Is it? Doesn't seem that way. One minute you're throwing it in the boat, next thing the boat becomes the body, next thing the body becomes the god, and then the god gives up. They keep quacking them up, trying to pull them out, to put them back in. Now we're trying to get the rudiment of how to do it. That's what you're trying to get. And so this equates to a rudiment.
Okay. Continuing, no god hath smitten the steps of this Mary-Ra. He come forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. Though Pepi is not sensed, is not mourned, hath not washed himself in the vessel, hath not smelt the haunch, hath not mute your bathroom ablutions, Bob. Hath not smelt the haunch, hath not carried the meat offering, hath not plowed the earth, hath not dedicated an offering. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. So are, those are all the things that he hasn't done yet, but he'll have to do, Ion?
Correct. Those are the statute of limitations.
Yeah, what's left to do. Got it. Behold, it is not this Pepe who hath said these things to you, O ye gods, small g. It is Heka who has said these things to you, O ye gods. And this Merirah is the support which is under Heka. So, yeah, there's the guidance, Ion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And continuing, he cometh forth therefore and ascendeth into heaven. Every god smiteth the feet of Pepi. He cometh forth therefore and ascendeth into heaven. He ploweth the earth. He dedicateth an offering. He bringeth the vessel of blood. He smelleth the haunch. And he bringeth the meat offering. He cometh forth, therefore, and ascendeth into heaven. Every god graspeth the hand of Merirah in heaven. He conducteth him to the house of Horus in the sky. He's in heaven. The word of his double is truth before Kev. Okay. What's this double? You've said before it's a... someone on the dead side and someone on the live side, is that still valid?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And we've got a new chapter, Bob. And this is...
Yay.
The chapter of repulsing slaughter in Hensu. That sounds exciting. Bob wants to say something. He's on mute, though. He approacheth my chair after he washeth his hands from being out in the garage library, reading something. Get over here, Bob. What?
Well, you just said something, the God's going up to heaven?
Yeah.
Is that the Guff, Ion?
No, it's getting them out of that in, but there is no cuff anymore. So it's the in-between place that's trying to skip earth going to heaven.
So this is, this book addresses the period after the emptying of the guff?
Yes, of course.
So there's no heaven to go to other than the physical.
Well, that's what they're trying to figure out. They're dead. They don't know, Bob.
Oh, I see. This is the quandary of people dying now.
And the one past dead of what to do.
Yeah, and you said they're trying to get to heaven? Or they get to heaven?
Sure.
But that
that's
isn't the correct
says.
Heaven.
Yeah.
What heaven
they
is
don't
that?
Know. How would they know? How do they know?
Well, do you know?
Not earth. Not in the hell they're in, not in the hole they're in, not in the wall.
Yeah.
Did
you know that, Carol? This is all about after the guff emptied?
No.
So again, Bob comes through with an important point. And then I wanted to say this other thing. This is basically medicinal, therapeutic, so it's so important. No, it's so appropriate that Carol is the conductor through this. Would you agree, Ion, that this is medicine,
of course.
deep medicine for beings that are dealing with the guff, like Robin Williams. Just think of who died of Robert Trump. Where is Robert Trump right now?
There you go.
Can you say where he is, or are you going to give him a little free time first?
Free time first.
Yeah. Okay, who's someone who died a couple of weeks ago? Biden. Ruth Ginsburg. What's Ruth Ginsburg doing?
Bob, can I continue?
No, just a second. Where's Ruth Ginsburg Ion in this landscape?
She's locked in her office, remember?
Like Epstein, who's locked in his cell. That's what you mean, locked or stuck.
Well, right.
Carolyn, you might want to look at the sunset, maybe.
I'm okay.
All right. Okay, I'm finished.
She can't. She'll close the windows. Bob's finished, so he's finished. So that's where you want to start.
The chapter of repulsing What'd you say? Sorry, I drowned you out there. What'd you say, Ian?
No, it was okay. Is that where you want to start next week?
No. We've only gone half an hour or so, Carolyn, so we got to do this. The chapter.
You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's obituary is up.
What do you mean? Where is it?
It's up. It's on Wiki Obits.
They have it ready
to go.
They're
waiting for her.
The chapter of repulsing slaughter in Hinsu.
That's it.
All new words, right? Hinsu's a new word?
No.
You see how close the border is to the bottom. We're almost finished.
Okay, then
almost,
there's...
Almost.
There's another chapter heading after those words called The Chapter of Driving Back the Slaughters Which Are Performed in Hinsu. The Osiris...
Well, what about the subtitle?
Mute yourself.
From the Papyrus of Nu, Sheet 6. Did you deal with that?
We don't always say them. Doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay.
Will you mute yourself? There's an echo. The chapter of driving back the slaughters which are performed in Hinsu. The Osiris Nu, whose word is truth, saith, O thou land of the scepter, O thou white crown, capitals of the divine form, O thou rest of the ferry boat, I am the child, I am the child, I am the child, I am the child. Hail Abu Ur, thou sayest daily, the slaughter block is made ready, as thou knowest, and thou hast come to destruction. I am Ra, whose stablisheth those who praise him. I am the knot of the god in the Azur tree, the twice beautiful one, who is more splendid today than yesterday, who is more splendid today than yesterday, who is more splendid today than yesterday, who's more splendid today than yesterday? I am Ra, who establisheth those who praise him. I am the knot of the god within the Azur tree, and my appearance is the appearance of Ra on this day. My hair is the hair of Nu. My face is the face of the disc at the capital D. Is that the sun, Ion?
It's what they're making reference to. They can't see the sun there, but it's what they refer to it as.
That's right. Yeah, we've been there before. My eyes are the eyes of Hathor. My ears are the ears of Upuat. My nose is the nose of Kenti Kabas. My lips are the lips of Anpum. My teeth are the teeth of Serket. My cheeks are the cheeks of the goddess Isis. My hands are the hands of Banetet. My forearms are the forearms of Niet, the lady of Saz. My backbone is the backbone of Suti. My phallus is the phallus of Biba. That's translated as Bob. My reins are the reins of the lords of Ker-Aha. My chest is the chest of Aa-Sherfit. My belly and back are the belly and back of Sekhmet. My buttocks are the buttocks of the eye of Horus. They put them together, Ion.
Yay.
My hips and legs are the hips and legs of Nut. She got herself in there. My feet are the feet of Ptah. My fingers and my toes are the fingers and toes of the living gods. There is no member of my body which is not the member of a god, small g. Thoth protecteth my body altogether, and I am Ra day by day. I shall not be dragged back by my arms, and none shall lay violent hold upon my hands. So this new animation is making a stand, correct, Ion?
Do.
Okay.
Well, you're making it's kind of like AMA, against medical advice. It shows you how to not mess up and do the wrong thing from a standard.
Continuing. And shall do me hurt. What? Okay. I shall not be dragged back by my arms, and none shall lay violent hold upon my hands, and shall do me hurt, neither men nor God, nor the spirit souls, nor the dead, nor any man, nor any pet spirit, nor any rechit spirit, nor any hemet spirit. I am he who cometh forth advancing, whose name is unknown. I am yesterday. Seer of millions of years is my name, and that's capped. I pass along the paths of the divine celestial judges. I am the Lord of eternity. I decree and I judge like Kepura. I am the Lord of the Urt crown. I am he who dwelleth in the Uchat and the Egg, and it is granted, I am he who dwelleth in the Uchat and in the Egg, and it is granted unto me to live therein. I am he who dwelleth in the Uchat when it closes,
Go ahead. No, just that if you get caught on the wrong side when the flood comes, you can't make it.
Right. I am he who dwelleth in the Uchat, and when it closeth, and I exist by the strength thereof, I come forth and shine. I enter in, and I come to life. I am in the Uchat. My seat is upon my throne, and I sit in the tenth chamber before it. I am Horus. I traverse millions of years. So they're still dealing in time, but as you always say, that's because they're still dead, right?
So far.
Yeah. Okay. We're getting close, though. I have decreed the establishing of my throne, and I am the ruler thereof. And in very truth, my mouth keepeth an even balance, both in speech and in silence. In very truth, my forms are inverted. I am un-nefer, from one period even unto another, and what I have is within me. I am the only... Because the next word is, I am the only one, and one is capitalized, so we're getting somewhere, right? I am the only one who proceedeth from an only one, capitalized. So a God to a God. So there's the godness. We got the God going, right? No?
Yes.
Yes. Continuing. Who proceedeth from an only one. I am the only one who proceedeth from an only one, who goeth round about in his course. I am he who dwelleth in the Uchat. No evil thing of any shape or kind shall spring up, and no baleful object, and no harmful thing, and no disastrous thing shall happen unto me. I open the door in heaven. I rule my throne. I open the way for the births which take place on this day. I am the child who traverseth the road of yesterday. Now this is interesting. Road of yesterday, and then I am today for untold nations and peoples. Okay, so, that's timing again, but it sounds different. What's going on here?
It's past. You're hooking up from your past, present, future in the same moment. They're crossing into those spaces. Now, if these weren't dead people and this wasn't the Book of the Dead, this would be like merging from this world into another kingdom and then maybe another world. And having the same ice cream experience as you did yesterday.
Right. Very cool. So, repeating, I am the child who traverses the road of yesterday. I am today for untold nations and peoples. I am he who protecteth you for millions of years. Whether ye be denizens of heaven or of the earth or of the south or of the north or of the east or of the west, the fear of me is in your bodies. I am he whose being hath been wrought in his eye. I shall not die again. Dun, da, da. Mm-hmm. We can stop here, Bob. Ta-da! So we'll just mark a ta-da moment. Continuing. Yeah.
Why here?
No, I'm just making it because I am he whose being hath been wrought in his eye. I shall not die again. Ta-da!
Wait a minute. Where's that? How far down did you go?
Aren't you keeping up, boss?
Yes, but I got distracted by some fighting between the left and right in Michigan. Great footage of stupid people punching each other. It's incredible. You see these skinny little guys charging at big elephant guys. I mean, they're dead people.
Yeah.
They're dead, aren't they, Ion? They have no normal understanding of the limitations of their physique.
Yeah, Scott Adams, uh-huh. who's this skinny little geek guy himself, he says, I could take those guys. Those, whatever.
The big guys.
Fativa guys. What are they called?
Fasola. Anti-Fasola. So are a lot of those dead people I'm looking at in the footage?
A lot of them are.
Yeah. So where? How far down were
Bob,
we?
Bob, you just search the word,
no.
I shall not die again. I don't know where you are to tell you where you should be.
Well, I don't see a
I shall not die again. Type
I
in
don't see,
the words.
I don't see any
type
ending
in
point.
The words. Type in, it's in the middle of a paragraph.
I shall not die
again.
Die a second time?
Again.
I don't see the word again.
Again.
Well, right there. You're stopping right there in the middle of this text?
To say ta-da.
Oh.
Continuing. My moment is in your bodies. Can I stop and laugh, Ion, at Bob for a second?
What do you mean? What's the laugh? I do not deserve a laugh at this point. But I have said that. I shall not die again. That's Bob's line.
Yeah.
Put that on my tombstone.
Your
I shall
resume.
Not die again.
Your resume. Continue.
But what is this?
Yourself.
Who are we fixing up
it's
here?
It's a momentous time.
Is this a COVID virus patient?
Mute.
Put the revelator on him. See? Oh, I said, see, I hit a new level, Carol. This is about hospitals
ventilator.
Today.
Did he say he said revelator or ventilator?
I shall not die again. My moment is in your bodies, but my forms are in my place of habitation.
That's a discussion of my five-body dilemma.
I am he who cannot be known.
That's the mystery body.
The real fiend.
The red fiend. Have you been reading this wrong?
Will you mute? You're distracting
the
me.
The real fiend.
Okay, you take over.
No.
Go ahead. The red fiends have their faces directed against me. I am the unveiled one. The period when the heavens were created for me and were enlarged the bounds of earth and multiplied the progeny thereof cannot be found out. They shall fail and not be united again. By reason of the speech which I address to you, my name setteth itself apart from all things evil which are in the mouths of men. I am he who riseth and shineth. Unmute yourself.
Take a break, Ian. You got clicking going on.
Uh-oh.
Where?
I don't hear it.
All right, carry on.
You don't hear it.
No. I am he who riseth and shineth. Mute yourself, Bob. A wall which cometh out of a wall. Oh, there's the wall, Ion. Here at the wall.
Again. Out of a wall. A wall coming out of a wall.
Yeah. think of
that. That sounds like the effect of the phonetic alphabet. Am I on the right track there?
Oh, well, no, it's the, well, it has to do with a Vietnam wall out of a wall in New York City.
Right, well, what about the wall in Sheila's painting, the Grecian something? What was that called? The Grecian wall?
The Grecian key, uh-huh. Grecian key, it wasn't, it was, that's here at the wall.
All right, it's not this, okay.
Continuing, a wall which cometh out of a wall, and only one who proceedeth from an only one, a capital O again. There is never a day that passes without the things which appertain unto him being therein, passing, 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 passing. Verily I say unto thee, I am the plant, capital P, which cometh forth from new, and my mother is Nut. Hail my creator, I am he who hath no power to walk, the great knot who dwelleth in yesterday, the might of my strength.
The great knot count, you can't let that go. R.D. Lang wrote a book, Knots, 1969 or so. What would be the great knot?
Are you asking Ion?
The one that Alexander the Great chopped up. Remember?
Mm.
Nobody could untie the knot.
This whole thing is like an unraveling of and
top
a re-raveling.
Down.
Hmm. Top down.
What did I say?
Top down? No?
Yes. He doesn't use that word.
Yes.
It's a top down knot.
It's taking them apart top down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the direction of taking apart, not the top down Illuminati.
Correct. That's your shit.
Mm-hmm.
I am he who hath no power to walk, the great knot who dwelleth in yesterday. The might of my strength is within my hand. I am not known by thee, but I am he who knoweth thee. Yeah, you know, every time I come across something like that, Ion, you know, I go to the keys, and that sounds like key 13. Could a person such as myself go through the Egyptian Book of the Dead and apply the keys all the way through?
Nah, you never know for sure, for sure. You got to play it out a little further to know.
Yeah. It's just every once in a while, so it's not so often that I think that would apply.
Okay. It becomes part of the formulary. It becomes part of the formulary, but you don't have all the components to say, yes, this time use a Bunsen burner. No, this time you don't need a Bunsen burner. You know, it's like that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, got it. Continuing. I cannot be held in the hand, but I am he who can hold thee in his hand. Hail, O egg, capital E, hail, O egg. I am Horus who liveth for millions of years, whose flame shineth upon you and bringeth your hearts unto me. I am master of my throne. I advance at this season. I have opened a path. I have delivered myself from all evil things. I am the golden dog-headed ape, three palms and two fingers high, which hath neither arms nor legs, and which dwelleth in Het-Ka-Phat. I go forth as goeth forth the dog-headed ape who dwelleth in Het-Ka-Phat. Okay, why did they throw an ape in here, Ion?
Well, to get a little DNA, honey.
Ah, ha, 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 ha.
How does that get DNA, mentioning an ape?
Sharing.
Animation. CRISPR, Bob, CRISPR.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
Where's Het-Ka-Phat?
On the other side. Okay, I'll just finish the rubric.
So the dog-headed ape is a genetic experiment?
Maybe.
So, you want to do the rubric, you know? Does that go far?
It shouldn't, but how far does it go?
It goes away.
Not far. The top of 58.
Okay, we'll have done four pages. So, rubric. Behold the Asar Zani, whose word is truth, arrayed in fine linen and shod with sandals of white leather and anointed with the very finest myrrh unguent. There are offered unto him a fine bull and incense and raw geese and flowers and ale and cakes and garden herbs. And behold, thou shalt draw a representation of a table of offerings on a clean tile with pure colors. And thou shalt bury it in a field whereon no swine hath trodden. And if a copy of this book be written upon it, he shall rise again. And his children's children shall flourish and prosper like unto Ra without cessation. He shall be in high favor with the king and with the Shenet nobles of his court. And there should be given unto him cakes and cups of drink and portions of flesh upon the altar table of the great God. Two capital G's. He shall not thrust aside at any door in Amentet. He shall travel in the train of the kings of the south and the kings of the north, and he shall abide with the followers of Osiris near Un-Nefer forever and forever and forever. It's just getting somewhere, and you're having a celebration.
The person traveling is having a celebration?
Yeah.
Would I say?
Yeah, the big part, the big picture. You got the tiny note and the big picture. The big picture is that you're getting somewhere. The tiny note is, I'm not sure where we're going.
Right, but the big picture is being gotten by what?
No, this is for you, Bob. It's not for them.
So what is it for me? What's it telling me? You're telling me that I got to go through this?
No. It's the reference point. It's just a reference point. You'll see.
You mean you, the general reader of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
So it's about us going someplace. Where did it shift to that? Why all this insecure talk?
Part.
I am master of my throne. I'm the greatest thing to ever happen. What's all this nervous insecurity?
They're stuck in hell, Bob, and they're trying to get out. And they're using words to recognize that they want to get out because they're in, like you, they're in hell and they can't get out. So they're going to have to stay here in hell, but if I'm going to stay here in hell, I'm going to call it paradise. I'm going to say I have a nice view, and I'm going to say I eat shark food. They're going to say that I can't get nowhere, and nobody else is there. I live in a place that everybody would die to go to, but everybody that lives there is dead but Bob and Carol. And they walk by themselves, and they look at each other by themselves, and they smell good, although you're starting to pick up body odor, so you're going to have to wash a little more often. Carol, she'll divorce you and send you on your way if you come in stinking. Long.
So... And why is this describing me at this part? What have I got to do with
because
that?
Because you are the dark soul, and you are going to have to say which one of them dogs get out or not.
I'm Santa Claus. I'm noting who's naughty and nice through this book, Carolyn.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
All right, well, that's very interesting. Maybe I should pay a little more attention to what's happening here.
Too late, Bob.
Well,
no, but I'll review it. My review will be attentive.
I'll get you. Yeah.
You know how many weeks? Yeah. You know how many weeks this has been, Carol?
18.
Several.
No, this is the 21st week or session.
Wow. So maybe we'll finish on the 22nd then.
Of what month?
22nd week.
Oh, good point. Well, look, it's about 10 pages, right, Ion?
Oh, no, that won't do.
Or less.
We could make it September 22nd.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Bob. I'm done.
Well, that was wonderful. Excellent work there, Dr. Dean. Very therapeutic. This is a new medical Bible for bigger issues.